Okay, today's daf is about Metzia Daf Tzadi, and we are on Peites Amud Beis on the bottom line. As we continue here in Perek HaSocher Es HaPoalim, the seventh Perek, which has all various inyanim relating somewhat to workers. We had the first couple of dafim where we spoke about the workers that might eat the suda of Avram Avinu, and we got an Otoli Agarata, and now we have been talking about the privileges that a worker has in the field of what he's allowed to eat, and now we have relating to that, issues of Disha, the Isra of Disha, as the Torah tells us in Parshas Kisesi, Lo Sachsom Shar B'Disho, one is not allowed to muzzle their animal, and we continue with halachas related to that. Today's shir is L'Refua Shalema, Aryalei Baruch Ben Gittel, Aryalei Baruch Ben Gittel, you should have a Refua Shalema, Bekaruf. Tanu Rabbanan, Pei Tesla Mabei is the bottom line. Paros Amaraxos Batvua, paros that are cows that are trampling the tvua. What's the case? Rashi says the pshat is Shishorin Saorin Bamayim Umiyabshan Osan Batanur. We soak the barley in water and then dry them. Vidushan Osan Baparos Lasir Klipasan. It's some type of second stage of Disha. Regular Disha, then there's a regular Isser of muzzling. But now this is a second stage of Disha. So Paros Amaraxos Batvua, Vahadushos Betruma Umaiser, or cows that are meant are put in a Truma or Meiser field. How can they be a Truma or Meiser field? Rashi explains, Hikdimu b'shibolin, if they are Makdim and earlier take off what they're supposed to take off, Dashos b'Truma or Meiser, Eino over Mishon Baltachsom. There is no Isser of Baltachsom, though there's no Isser of Losachsom Sor B'disho in these two cases. Right? The Meraxos case, that the Gemar Malachton was already B'shaz Disha, and here this is not your field, and only applies B'disho. Right? Rashi says, the Truma or Meiser, the The simple interpretation of Dayish, of threshing in the field, is not talking about a Truma Meiser field. So just the Pashas of the Pasuk is not referring to that. Most only take Trumas and Meisers later on. They don't take it earlier before the Chiyuv comes. So that's why the Pashtus is, Rashi, without quoting a Drasha, the Pashtus is that that's what the Pasuk is referring to. Tosfos doesn't like this. Tosfos says, after quoting Rashi, Tema, Diyim Kein, Afilu Hein Chulam Misukanim Lo Yav. What do you mean? That even if it's pure chulin, de'ein regilus lias musukanim kodem eruach, right? Even this chulin musukanim, right? Not the truman, the meiser part of it, but even the chulin that's left over after you took off the trumas and meiser. It's very unusual for it to be musukan yet. So both parts of it should be putter from the disha. So Venera Satosa says, really, it's a limud. Venera de taima mishum dechsiv disho, de mashma hara uilo. Disho mean that what is roi for him, for each person. Umaiser mamon gavavahu, and Meiser is mamon gavavah, at least according to one of the Tanam, which we'll have. Vitrumanami li Yisrael asur li tilav rebehemto, and Yisrael cannot use truma. He can't eat it. He can't get hana from it, giving it to his animal. Viafilu kohen dafka karshinim, and even a kohen could only give truma of animal fodder. Shehu ma'achol behema mutar lahachil v'lo chitim mishum efsed truma. You can't give people food. You can't give chitim. So it's so limited in every circumstance. It's very limited, and therefore it would not be called disho hamiyuchad lo. Right? Sometimes we have another context that as long as there's a little bit of connection to me, that's good enough for eruv. We talk about what do you like to set as an eruv? So a kohen is allowed to use truma as an eruv because he's able to get benefit. But here, he needs to get all the benefit, and therefore, because some of the benefit is limited, it's not called Dishcha. Okay, so we continue. So the Brisa says, so in these cases, there is no Isra Baltachsom, Aval Mipnei Maris Ha'ayin, Mevi Bul Meoso Amin, Vitalo Betraskalin Shebefia. But because of Maris Ha'ayin, we're worried that people are going to see and look and think that we're doing something wrong. Therefore, you have to bring, even though Be'ikra didn't, you don't need, there's no Isser of muzzling in this case, but still you have to bring food. Bull, Rashi says, is a fistful, mole egrof, of that type. Whatever he's threshing grains, you have to put some grain in his basket, he's threshing grapes, you have to put grapes, well, grapes aren't usually threshed, but whatever the case is, Vitalo, Petroskalish, Rafia, you have to put it in because of the issue of Marisayin. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, maybe Karshinim v'tolala. You don't have to bring that min. Karshinim, you can bring just basic animal fodder. Karshinim yafos lamanakol, because that's the best. Karshinim animals always love, and therefore you can just put that in the basket. There is a machlokes. Is there a machlokes here? So that sounds like there's a machlokas. The Rosh assumes there's a machlokas here. But if you look in the Ritva, the Ritva says here, Beferish, that there is no machlokas here. Shimon Ben Yochai is giving another option. Either you could give that min, or you could give Karshinim. Omer Rabbeinu, he quotes here, the Reshbi Lifrusheba, the Yavagav de Min Acher Lo Yisle. You can't do any other type other than it, but you can also do Karshinim. Karshinim Tola Shein Yafosla, and Teit, I'll prove to you that there's no machlokas here, because later on our Amid, when it talks about a certain type of Ibaya, which we'll get to later, or brings a Raya from Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. What do you mean to bring a Raya? But the Tanakama argues, V'ilavi pligi alei rabbanan, hechi pachet mi derashbi, davi yichida, havi lelamemer tanoyi, elavada kida amran. It must be that Rav Shimon Ben Yochai is only explaining and expanding on the Tanakama Shita, but not arguing. When we talk about Maris Ayin, we always like to point out its relationship with Chshad. We usually mention Rav Moshe, but really, he's not the only Shita. If you look in the Stechemet in Chelik Beis, Kabbalah and Chelik Dalet, he talks about this in a few places, but he talks about the relationship between Maris Ayin and Chshad, and he summarizes three Shitas about Chshad and Maris Ayin. Some are not machalik between them, right? Sometimes there's the Rishonim use them interchangeably, right? Interchangeably. Rashi and Shabbos Samach Dalet, where the Gemara is talking about Maris Ayin, and Rashi says, Shalo Yachshaduhu Be'isser, right? Or in Avodah Zarah, Maris Ayin Shaharoeh Choshdo Bidvar Avera, right? Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Beis. So some are not machalik between the two, but if you will be machalik, there are two possibilities. One is the Rav Moshe that we often say, but the Stechemet quotes it here in Chelik Dalet on page 190. Bechshad anu choshashim shaharoe yachshod shehu ose iser avo b'marasayin anu choshashim shaharoe yisbar shemutr lasos kein v'yasakach gamhu. Is it that I'm just doing something wrong and people are going to think that I'm doing something wrong? Or is it like a lifnei iver halacha, that if people see me doing this, then that will lead them to do it as well? They'll think it's kosher, they'll think it's mutter. So that's the difference between chshad and maris ayin. The example given in the Gemara is Chanukah. You have to light a candle, you have to light neiros on both sides of your, in the days of the Talmud, both sides of your house, if you have windows on both sides. Because chshad. Chshad, what, they're going to think that you don't have to light Chanukah candles? No. They'll think that you didn't do it. But there's another chilek. The Stechemet quotes here in Chelik Beis. Chshad hu kasher hadavar nire la'olam shakul imu asur amutter. Chshad means it's 50-50. 50-50 what it is, but you're doing something asur amutter. Maris ayinu kasher nire la'olam shadavar asur. Really, it's weighted on the side of isur. And therefore, you have to do something above and beyond to make it not look that way, right? We point to something Achrona pointed out. It's Maris Ayin, not Maris Einayim. Because if you look very, very closely, you'll see the truth. But if you only look with one eye, that's the problem. And that's why there might be a chiluk also between Chshad and Maris Ayin in terms of Tzina. Chshad is Mutter B'Tzina because it's 50-50 anyway. Maris Ayin can be Usser even B'Chadri Chadar. That's an Afgamina that is quoted. This also might connect to the different sources for Maris Ayin and Chshad, right? Some quote the Pasek at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, V'Yisem Nikiyem E'Hashem Umi Yisrael. You have to be clear. The Mishnah Shkolim talks about that by the not having pockets or hems on the Kohanim that took care of the Shkolim. Right? You have to be clean from Hashem and from Yisrael. But there's also the Pasuk in Mishlei, U'matzachein v'seichel tov b'nei Elokim v'adam. Right? So both of those are quoted in that Mishnah in Shkolim Gimel Beis. So they might have different emphases. One more of a chshad emphasis, one more on the person being suspected, one on the suspecter, what the obligations are. But either way, this is some of the issues of Chshad and Maris Ayin. Good. Oh, interesting question that the Aruch Laner brings up in the Binyan Sion. Here we talk about Maris Ayin by a field of Truman Meiser. You're not allowed to muzzle the animal. Well, they have to put food in the basket because there's an issue. What about, we don't find such an issue by Hektish? Right, the Gemara talks about Hektish, there's no Isser of Disha, but there's no issue of Maris Ayin there. You don't have to do this. So the Binyan Seed in Kufayin Tes has two suggestions. Either because, well, what's the other side? You're going to have to take some of the Hektish and give it? We're more worried about Hefsid Hektish than Hefsid Trumas and Maestris, number one. Or number two, there's always a call. People always know about Hektish. Hektish people stay away from the Dili in Shimine, and therefore people are going to know more about it, and therefore you don't have to worry about it. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Veraminhi, but 1 minute. Isn't there a stira in the following? This first brisa said that the cows that are meraksos and the tfua and the truma and the maisa, they're all, there's no isra of chasima. But for a mini, paros ha meraksos betua ena over mishum baltachsum. Fine, that works. But the second line is a stira of hadashos betrumu maiser over mishum baltachsum. But ones who, if you thresh within the truma and maiser fields, you violate baltachsum if one muzzles, right? Stira. So let's just finish the brisa first. Venachri hadash beparos oshal Yisrael ena over mishum baltachsum. A non-Jew who is dash b'parasha Yisrael, this is going to get us into issues of Amir la'akum, which will be coming up at Hashem on Amid Beis and on the bottom. So Nachri, it's a Jew's field, and he gets a non-Jew to work the cow. Nachri, a dash b'parasha Yisrael, ain't over mishum b'tachsom, right? There's no violation. We'll have to talk about why. Shlichus of the Maravera, what about a guy? For Yisrael Hadash Beparasa Shalachri, over Mishum Baltachsom. But if a Jew works for a guy and does it, then he does violate. So it's clear that it goes by the person who is involved itself. But either way, we'll get back to that. But first, let's go back to the Stira. So Kasha Chuma Chuma, Kasha Maisa Maiser. It's a stira that the first brisa says that if an animal is threshing in the truma meiser field, there is no iser of chasima. And if he's threshing, the second brisa says that there is. So bishlam betruma truma lo kasha, kan betruma kan megidule truma. Truma, I understand there's no kasha because it depends whether it's actual truma or gidule truma. What are gidule truma? Gidule truma is a case where I take seeds that are truma and I plant them and something grows from that. That's gidule truma. So, and then what that has a halacha of truma midrabanan. It's not truma daraisa. Gidulam are not the actual item, but Chazal gave it the status of truma midrabanan. Why? Rashi quotes, because there's two chashos. Maybe a Jew, I'm going to be mafresh truma, but I don't want to give it to the Kohen. So I'm going to be mafresh it, then take it and replant it. And then Mamela, what? It's not going to be Truma? I have now ruined Truma, and I haven't lost anything. Or even a Kohen. A Kohen has Truma Temeya, which he can't use too much, right? Except a little bit. Hanas Kilui. But instead, I'm going to plant it, and it's going to grow, and it's going to be Tahar. So for both of those Chashos, Chazal said, no, Giduli Truma also has the status of the Truma of which it came from. But on a Daraisa level, that's not truma, it's chulin. So that's the difference. Kan b'truma, kan b'gidulei truma. The first brisa that says that you do not violate, that's truma. The second brisa that says you do violate, that's gidulei truma, because on a daraisa level, it is nothing, it is chulin, right? The way the Ritva formulates it is, d'mida araisa chulin gemurin hein. By gidulei truma, on a daraisa level, it's chulin. El drabanan gazru, she gidulei truma, truma midrabanan. The rabanan word goes there, that it should have the status of truma midrabanan. The gabi lo sachsom, lo tiknu rabanan, lakar davar minatora b'kum vasei. But that's only regarding the halacha of treating it as truma and don't think you can get away with it. But regarding the isra of chasima, Chazal didn't say it should be called truma, but to then allow you to muzzle your animal? No, that would be an akiris davar min haTorah b'kum va'aseh, to allow you to do an avera, and therefore we, the chachamim, would not do that. Right, the Gemara says in Yavam, is tafzadi, right, we hardly ever find that the rabbanan okr salim b'kum va'aseh. Hilkak nihi shalo yani chena lechol kivan the truma d'rabbanan hiv asr lachila behema mikol makom yishlo litlos labetraskalin dalek kavan lapar v'gimol. So that's the Ritva, and expanding on the Rashi. So, to answer the stira between Truma and Truma, there's no problem. Kam b'Truma, kam b'Gidulei Truma. Ela Meiser, a Meiser Kasha. But what about the stira between Meiser and Meiser? Right? Are you allowed to be dush with without muzzling or not, v'chitei ma'maisa ma'maiser nami lo kasha. And if you want to say, well, why don't you give the same answer by ma'iser? Kan b'ma'iser, kan b'gidule ma'iser. There's a chilek between ma'iser and gidule ma'iser, but that doesn't work. Why? As we just explained. Bishlama gidule truma truma. By gidule truma, I understand, it is also considered truma midrabanan. There's a reason that Chazal enacted that din, because of the two issues that we just said. Right? Rashi right here says it. Ubit truma hu degazer. Gzeira mishum truma. Matar biad Yisrael, Shemi Yisraeli Pater Shlo Yedera LaKohen, Inami Rashi says, Mishum Truma Tamei Biad Kohen, Dima Mashi Le Lazara. So by Truma we understand this, the din, El Gedule Meiser, Chulin Inu, but Gedule Meiser is Chulin, right, where there's no Achshash, there's no Dindra Abanan, and therefore there's no Chiddush to say Gedule Meiser are considered Chulin. It's obvious, Ditznan, as the Mishnah tells us in Trumos, Gedule Tevel, the Gedule Meiser Sheni, Chulin. Chulin. So therefore, says the Gemara, we have to come up with a different answer for the stira in Meiser. So, four different answers. Ela lokasha, first answer. Again, which meiser are we talking about here? Ela lokasha, first answer. Ha b'meiser rishon, ha b'meiser sheni. The difference is, Meiser Rishon, a Meiser Sheni. Meiser Rishon does not have Kedusha. Right? Meiser Rishon is fully shell, the owner. Yeah, there's a mitzvah to give it to the Levi, but there's no, it doesn't have Kedusha. The Levi could eat it anywhere if his Zar eats it. He's not, unless there's Trubas Meiser in it. A Zar is not Chayiv, Misa B'dei Shamayim. So how about Meiser Rishon? So Meiser Rishon is considered Disho, and therefore there's an Isra muzzling, while Meiser Sheni is not. We just formulated it as in one direction. What Tosfos says. Tosfos says, by Meiser Rishon, that's yours, Meiser Sheni, it's not yours. After all, it's outside the Choma, it might have Kedusha. Look at Tosfos. Kan by Meiser Rishon, the Mikra Disho, Kan by Meiser Sheni, to Afilu Rebbe Yehuda, even according to Rebbe Yehuda, who says, we'll get to, that Meiser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot, Eino Over, Chutz Lachoma. Right, but still, if it's outside the walls of Yerushalayim, still it's not called yours. If you look in the Ritva quotes an opposite understanding of the Gemara, which is yours. Says the Ritva, Meiser Rishon is not yours, and you don't violate Lo Sachso. Why? Because what's in Meiser Rishon? Trumas Meiser is in Meiser Rishon, which the Yisrael will never, ever be able to eat. It has the status of Truma and Chala and Bikurim that goes to the Kohen. Ube Meiser Sheni, over. But by Meiser Sheni, I would violate because Ukagon Shulafnimi Chomot Yerushalayim, as the Gemara is going to say. Right? That it's talking about a case where it's within the walls of Yerushalayim. So, that's why Midaraisa Chazili, and therefore, it would be subject to the Isser of Lo Sachsom Shor Bedishos. That is Isser, Chilik number one. Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, but Amachlokas, Tosfos, and the Ritva, which direction is going in? Viba Yesema, Havaha Meiser Sheni, or maybe both are about Meiser Sheni. Velokasha, Harbi Meir, Harbi Yehuda. But Amachlokas, Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda, Harbi Meir, Domer Meiser, Mama Gavoa, who Rabbi Meir holds that Meiser Sheni has the status of Mama Gavoa, and therefore, as discussed in Kiddushin, you can't get married with it, and you can't do other nafkaminas, but also here, there would not be an isser, right? Its chumra is its kula. The more that it's not really yours, the more that you would be able to muzzle one's animal in it. So Rabbi Meir holds Meiser Mama Gavoahu, and therefore it's not disho, and you would be able to muzzle. That is the second brisa. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Meiser Sheni, Mamon Hedyodu, and therefore it is yours, and the Rabbi Meir is the first one, Rabbi Huda is the second one, Mamon Hedyot, and therefore you would violate, because it's considered yours. Says the Gemara, Hechidami, but what's the case that is considered yours? Go Shekdimu B'Shibolin, right? What's the case that, how could you have a field that is, already Truma and Meiser, that you did it early? Rabbi Yehuda, Habai Choma. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, don't you need it to be within the Choma in order to be yours? Even if you say it's Mamon Hedyot? Answer, yes. Maybe that's the case where you did the Disho within Chomas Beis Pagi, within the walls of Yerushalayim, and therefore it is considered yours. Remember, Hekdimu B'Shibolin is not per se an Isser. Hekdimu B'Shibolin just means I did it early. But you still might have gone in order of what you're supposed to do. We know in Parshas Mishpatim, there is a separate losa, say, in Issa Daraisa, to go out of order in the Seder HaFrashos. Says the Chinuch in Mitzvah Ayin Beis. Shalom Nakdim Chukei HaTvua Ksasam Al Ksasam. Ela Shenotzi'eim B'Seder. Orderliness. Ubir Inyan Zehusha HaChita K'shetudash V'tenake HiTevel. It's Tevel. Upirish Tevel Itua Shalom Hutrima. We discussed this Tevel 2 days ago. V'chiyav aleinu balo tzimi mena tchila truma gedola. U'mena Torah filu chita achas paderes hazakri. So first it's truma gedola. And then v'acharkach v'imach enishar achiyav aleinu lo simenu meiser. V'unikra meiser risha. V'acharkach v'imach enishar yishlo lo simenu meiser acher. Meiser sheni. And give truma to the Kohen. Give the meiser risha to the Levi. Meiser sheni eating Yerushalayim. You can't go out of order. That is what the Sefer HaChinuch says is the Isser, is the mitzvah. The Chinuch even says, Mishar she HaMitzvah, the message behind this mitzvah is, Ki b'yasos hadvarim al sidron, lo yavo b'hem ha'ir b'vatos, there won't be mistakes made, and you'll know exactly what the percentages are. Right? This is the mitzvah about being orderly. But either way, this our Gemara doesn't mean that you violated that you didn't fulfill that mitzvah. After all, you might have just done everything early, right? That is the discussion of the of the chinuch. Interesting, the minchas chinuch there talks about, what if you violated this? Well, violated was a bit del asay. Could you be shoel on a hafrasha and then put it back in order? Ubehiktim sha'avar alosase. If you violated this losase, mleasa v'demachar losa acher, mekamakom im shoel lachachem ala hafrasha, memela hajulativ of loaver v'zepashut. This is a case where you could get out of the aver that you did. Not just stam with tshuva, but specifically she'ela. V'yemkein b'kehai gavna da'avar mitzvah l'tshule. So in this case, if that's true, then maybe you have a chiyuv to be shoel. K'dei shelo yavar ala seva lo sase. V'naf gaminim nis'arei v'eno batal machmas davar she'esh lo matirin. Maybe it's even called a davar she'esh matirin. Then you get into the issue of, so then how could you ever violate certain averos? Maybe if you're a shchutei chutz, then be shoal on the hakdasha, and then mamele wasn't a karbon, right? If you, somebody ate shruma, then maybe be shoal on the hafrasha, and then didn't come out that they ate shruma or misa b'nei shamayim. So it's a sugya, right? So does one have a chiyuv to get out of situations based on she'ela? A, does he have a chiyuv, and B, does it work in the end? What about the brachos levatala? The Chassam Sofer writes in Shuvah that no, it wouldn't be. The Chassam Sofer talks about a case where chala, a woman was mafresh chala, and then it got mixed back in. So the Rama writes in Yoredeya that what you could do is to be shoal on it, and then you could just basically start again. Chassam Sofer writes in two Shuvahs that one shouldn't think, though, that it's going to be a brachos levatala then. It's fine. You did it, then you did it. But either way, that's in terms of the order. Here, you just did it early. It doesn't say that you did it out of order. Okay, either way, back to the Gemara. That was all suggestion number two to answer up the stiris. Now we're up to number three, Ibayis Ema, Lokasha, right in the middle, Kaba Meiser Vada, Kaba Meiser Demai. Maybe the difference is between Meiser Vadai, Meiser that's coming from Vadai Tevel, and Meiser Demai, as we know, Tvua, that we're not sure. Rova Meiris Master name, but we're Machmir, so maybe that's Meiser Demai. So Meiser Demai, we assume, is really yours. And therefore, there's going to be an isser of muzzling. Mashenki ma maaser vaday. Says the Gemara, hashta da asis lahachi. Once you say this, then chuma chuma nami lokash. You give the same answer for chuma, can't you? Kamba chuma's vaday, kamba chuma's tamai. Maybe you can say the same thing when it comes to chuma. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Bishlama maaser tamai ika. You have something called Meiser of Demai. Ela Trumas Demai Mi'ika, but you'll never have it by Truma. Why? As we know, you open up a Meseches Demai, we're not worried about Truma Gedola. V'yotanya Avu Bitel Azavidui. We'll get back to that, but V'gozer Ala Demai. Reb Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Gozer on Demai. Lefisha Shalah B'chol Gvul Yisrael V'rush Lohi Mafrishin Ela Truma Gedola Bavad. He saw that, Yochanan Kohen Gadol saw that people were just doing, taking off Truma Gedola and nothing more. Truma Gedola they were scared of, because that's Misa B'nei Shemayim, but they were taking off the other Hafrashos, the Meiser, and therefore he was Gozer to say everything that you have has a status of Demai, and just in case you have to be Mafrish the Meisers. But you see from there, from the Brisa, that we're not worried by Demai, about Truma Gedola, only about the Meiser Rishon. So you can't give that answer to the question. So the final answer we go to, Ella Lokasha, and then we'll come back to that first line, Ella Lokasha, Kambit Shumas Meiser Vadai, Kambit Shumas Meiser Dmai. So Trumas Meiser, that you could give. So that's a fourth answer, is really modifying the third answer, that it's not Truma versus Truma, but Trumas Meiser versus Trumas Meiser, and that has a chiluk in Dmai. What does the first line mean? Afu Bitel as a Vidui. Yochanan Kohen Gadol says we can't do Vidui Meisers anymore. The psukim at the in Parshas Kisavo, that we've done everything we've had to do, and we've given to all the proper recipients. So he was mevatel that. Why was he mevatel that? Because in that vidui, we have to say exactly and explicitly that we've given it to every single person that we've had to give it to. And Chazal knocked out one of those recipients. Again, that's also a separate mitzvah asei daraisa, mitzvah tough, Reish Zayin in mitzvah vidui meiser shenitz tavinu in the chinuch lisvados lefnei Hashem baruch hu lahagid bifinu bebeis mikdasho shotzienu chuki ameisers vatshumas mitvoseinu beperoseinu v'sholani shemim ma'am klum birshuteinu shalona sananu osa. We gave it to all the people that we were supposed to give it to, but as the Mefarshim explained here, and Rashi quotes from the Gemara elsewhere, Ezra Hasofer, when they came back to Eretz Yisrael during Vayisheni, he saw that very few Leviim came back. Some Kohanim came back to do the avoda, but very few Leviim came back, and therefore Ezra was goes there. Don't give the Meiser Rishon anymore to the Leviim. Truma You have no choice. Truma is usher to a Yisrael. But Maiser Rishon is mutter to a Yisrael. It's just Gezel HaShevet. You're supposed to give it to the Levi. But says the Rambam, says the said Ezra Sofer, I'm taking it away. I'm being Kones. And the Rambam says in Hilchas Maiser, Perek Aleph, Halacha, Dalit, Ein Motziena Maiser Miata Kohenim, Shenamar Ki Tichlu Meis B'nei Yisrael, V'chein, Kol Matres Kehuna, Ein Motziena Osami Kohen LaKohen. A Kohen doesn't have to give Truma to another Kohen. The Ezra Konas as Halavim Bismano, Shalo Yitznu Lahen Maiser Rishon, Eli Yinatin LaKohenim, give it to the Kohenim, the Maiser Rishon, Lefishalo Alu Imo, Li Yerushalayim, because they didn't come with him to Yerushalayim, and that's why Yochanan Kohen Gadol in our Gemara says you can't say the Vidui anymore. Because Ezra, for the good of society, he wanted to find them, and therefore he took it away from them. So you can't say, I gave my solution to the Levi, because it is not true. All the Mefarshim wonder, you know, how could Ezra Sofer do this? Just knock out a mitzvah. The Menachas Chinuch says, isn't this against the Taz and Ochos Rosh Hashanah, that the Rabbanim don't have the power to asher something that is mefurish behetter min HaTorah. So the Minchas Chinuch and the Kesef Mishnah also are medayik in maybe one word of the Rambam. The Ezra really didn't mean it to be forever. Maybe we continued it, but if you look in the Rambam's Lashon, he has one word, the Ezra Kanas HaSalavim Bizmano. Maybe that's why it's not a violation. Umimasha Kasav says the Kesef Mishnah, Maskasav Rabbeinu Bizmano, Mashmet Lo Kanes Elo Levim Shebedoro Bilvan, Vishla Tamua, Tabiprakim Niskar Mashmet Afodoras, the Basarachi Konis, Kanes. Seems from Gemara's elsewhere that there was a Knas forever, right? So it could be that there were different types of Knasos. Is it give it to the Levi, give it to the Kohen and not to the Levi, or that you could give it to both? Alkein Sar Lomar says the Kesef Mishnah, Dechi Kanis Ezra, Shlo Yinu Lelevim, Elo Lekohanim Bilvad, Lo Kanis Elo Bizmano. Aval Achar Kach Nishar Hadavar, Shemisha Rosa Litain Lelevim Kedino Yitain, Mishita Lekohanim Yitain, Ubachi Nichakra. Right? It still was intact, but it wasn't as have to. You want to give it to the Kohen? Fine. First generation, you can't. Second generation, you can if you want. The Radvaz also discusses this on that Rambam in the first paragraph of Ochas Meiser. Vitamili, Nehi Demati Ezra Liknos Halavim Shaboso Ador, Avaldoras Haboa Macharei, Amei Masi Masil Miknese, Avos Achlu Boser, Vishini Banan Tekena. How can he? So if Efshar Dapia Diburasa, maybe it was because he had some type of Nevua. And then he says, "Venira li sheknas ayaderech ze shem yavo." He also makes flexible really what the takana was. Shem yavo kohen v'levi li tola meiser sheitenos al kohen v'lo l'levi. If they both come, give it to a kohen, not the levi. Aval ba levi levado. But if the levi comes himself, v'rati yisrael li tenlo harishus biyado tibahalo kansinhu v'nimzo leviim amisparnasim umiskaimim haksuvim v'haknas. Rav Avad says, "No, the whole gzera was only." If they both come together, give it to a Kohen and not a Levi. But if a Levi comes by himself, you can give it to a Levi, so everything still stands. So the Kesef Mishnah says it was only for his generation. But for the later generations, you could do what you want. Okay, that is the line explaining Yochanan was Mevatel the Vidui. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Ba'omine. Right, two-thirds of the way down. Boamine Merav Sheshes, says the Gemara, they asked Rav Sheshes the following question. I saw Cheles Umasrezetz Mahu. What happens if an animal has some type of stomach virus, and everything he eats hurts him and affects him, and it goes right out? Masrezetz, he's Mashal Shalit. So, says the Gemara, what's the halacha there? If I muzzle him, it'll be for his good. So do I look at the Maisa, or do I look at the Totsa, really? Do I say that the reason that there's an Isra muzzling the animal is because usually it's good for the animal to be able to eat? Ma'alahu, the halo ma'alala, and here it's not good for the animal to eat. O Dilma, or no, the Chazio Mitzdara, or the animal's still going to see the food if he's muzzled, and he'll have pain, umitstara, v'chazya umitstara, and therefore, he's going to have tsar, so even though in the long run it's going to hurt him, but maybe you're not allowed to muzzle, right? This is maybe a remez. We've spoken tsar balei chayim in the past. One of the sources given by the mefarshim for tsar balei chayim is this halacha, osachzam sharbedisho. So that's what this gemara sounds like, that if the chasima is going to cause tsar for the animal. also reminds us a little bit of the Balaturim. The Balaturim has a fascinating suggestion on this pasuk in Perach Aveis, not this pasuk, but a different pasuk in Kiseitse, where we know there's an Isser to cross work an animal. Lo Sacharos, Bishar Vachamar Yachlav, one of the five types of Kilayim. There's Kilay Zroim, Kilay Akerem, Kilay Begadim, and then the two types of Kilay Behem, right, all discussed in Maseches Kilayim. So cross working an animal, Lo Sacharos, Bishar Uvachamar Yachlav. You can't work an ox and a donkey. Rashi says there, in the name of the Sifri, Hu Adin L'chol Shnei Minim Shebaolam, any two Minim. V'hu Adin Lani Gam Yachad, Kshurim, and also to put them both on a wagon together. So it applies to any two Minim. But there are some Rishonim, Machlokas, Rosh, other opinions, Rambam, does it only apply to any two animals, or does one have to be kosher, have to be not kosher? That's a machlokas rishonim. Whether it applies, I think the Rambam says it has to be one kosher, one non-kosher, and the Rosh says, no, any two types of animals, like Rashi says here. Why would it be only one kosher, one non-kosher? The Balaturim, right here, Chav Beis Yud, in Kiseitse, Lefi, Shashor, Ma'alagera, Vahachamar, Eno Ma'alagera. The ox chooses cud, and the donkey does not. Ukashayira, Hashor, Ma'alagera, the donkey's gonna look to the side, see the ox chewing his cud, he's gonna think, oh, he's having lunch now. That's not fair. I want lunch, and he's going to have pain. Yehi saver shu ochel umitz umitztaer. V'zeo al tachrish al reyach harash agorim lachamor shachorish al reyehu ra'a. So that would only apply, that svara, to an animal that chooses cud and an animal that doesn't choose cud going together. So that's the right, because if you're not able to eat, then you see food or you see your fellow animal eating, it's going to cause pain, like our Gemara says here. So again, this is the Gemara's question. If an animal has some type of stomach issue, so do we say that we can muzzle there because ultimately it's good for them or not? So Amar Lu Rav Sheshet Tani Tur. Rav Sheshet says what we learned it in a Braisa up above, what we said before. This was the Ritva's Raya before. Rav Shumei Yochai Omer, maybe Karshinim Vitola Shekarshinim Yafis. Right, you like to put karshinim in the basket. Well, that's the best type of food, and they like it. Shma mina, mishum de malila hu shma mina. So you see from there that malila, it's for its benefit, and therefore in this case, you would be able to muzzle, because the ultimate goal is for the animal to feel good and be happy, and to have enjoyment from the food. Good. The Meiri here says, you know, it might be a good idea to still do something l'shem marisayin. Right, so the Meiri says here, v'yesh poskim shemutter l'mana b'kol v'ga'ara aval chasima gemura asar b'bim marisayin. Maybe in this case where you don't want the animal to eat because it's gonna hurt itself, so maybe still don't put a muzzle on it. You know, just, keep calling it, right, when the animal's about to eat. You know, call it, go scream at it so that it wouldn't eat. But that's not in the Gemara. Not in the Gemara that there is an issue of Marisayin. There's a very important comment of the Tosfos HaRosh here. Tosfos HaRosh says, what's the Gemara going into here? Gemara is going into, you know, what the reason for the Isser is. So do you look at for the Maisa or the Totsa, the animal's going to be hurt? Isn't this a Machlokas Tanom later on about Darshina Taima Dekra or Lo Darshina Taima Dekra? So what are we doing here? The Torah says, don't muzzle your animal. And now the Gemara is saying, oh, maybe it's only for his benefit. The Torah says, don't muzzle your animal. So how could we come, and what do we even paskin? We even paskin you're allowed to in this case. So how does that work? Says the Tosfos HaRosh, afilu l'man delo darish taima dekra, even according to the one who's not darish taima dekra, we'll have that later on, Hainu mishum depashti dekra mashma bein aniya bein ashira. That's only where there is no dead giveaway from the pasuk, what it's referring to. Then it would apply across the board. Aval hacha, here, it's as if it's obvious. Pshita, derachmana lo azer elo letovasa shala behema. There's no xeris akasiv of muzzling the animal. It's obviously for the animal's benefit. So, it's obvious. I mishum demalala, o mishum delo letzar. It's either to help it or to prevent it from having pain. So that's where the Gemara assumes that this is not a regular darshina time of the krah. This is the whole mahus of the halacha. And this is exactly what Rav Asher Weiss discusses in the Minchas Asher and Parshas Chukas, where he talks about the difference between a tama mitzvah and the hagdara of a mitzvah. Because we find often that the Rishonim and the Achronim discuss, it looks like reasons, but maybe not. Chalitza. Right? Chalitza, the Achronim discuss, is it a matir, is it a mitzvah, and therefore the first Chacham Tzvi, Simon Aleph, and others say, well, if a woman is not going to get married, right, she's 105 years old, and then she has to do Chalitza, she doesn't have to do Chalitza, because the whole purpose of Chalitza is matir. And if she's not going to use it to be matir, so then there is no reason. What's going on here? A mitzvah is a mitzvah. We're darshin and taima. The whole purpose of chalitza is to matir her, and therefore she doesn't have to do it. How can we do that? Answer, that's not tam dekra. That's the mahus of the kra. Mikal makam nira pasha, de ain't say inyan klau, lahadulo shinya taima dekra. De lav bitama mitzvah skinan ela bahagdaras hamusag. The yasoda sheela hi chalitza mahi matir mitzvah. And that's exactly what the Tosa Rush is saying, about the Isser of Losachsom Sharbadisho, right? That's how you have to understand, his words. And this is also about, he has this about Ha'anaka, he has this about, Gullus, the Horei Nevesh Bishkaga, he quotes the Marsha, that, if somebody kills somebody by accident and nobody sees, he's Pater from Gullus. The Kolin Yana Gullus, Enu Ela Hagin Ela Rotseach, whole idea of Gullus is just a protection from the Goal Adam, and since there are no Edim, he doesn't need protection, and there's no Chiv of Gullus. And many are Metame on that Marsha. In Makos Dav Yud, he quotes, because it says Golas is Machaperis. Again, how can you say, oh, the Golas is just to prevent, and therefore, no, maybe this is the din. So, again, these are other examples. You have it by Shemitah also. Shemitah by Hafaris Nedarim, right? Kol Anodar Adas Baila Hino Deris. And therefore, we might say it wasn't a neder in cases where the Baal would not be maskim. What do you mean? A nether is a nether. So that's the difference between a tama mitzvah and a hagdara of a mitzvah. And that's exactly what the Tosa Rush is highlighting here. Okay, here we go. Iba Elohu. Now we get into the sugyas of Amir La'akum. Iba Elohu. Maushi Yomar Adam Lenachri. Chason Parasi Vadashba. What was alluded to before. Could a person tell a non-Jew, could you please plow with my animal and you can muzzle it? Mi Amrinan Ki Amrinan Amir La'akri Shvus Hani Mili Linyan Shabbos. Do we say that Amir La'akum should be limited to Isurim of Shabbos? Why? To Isur Skila. Because there is Isur Skila and they're very chamor. Tosas points out, what about Yontif? What about Shemitah? What about Chol HaMoed? They're all included, right? The Gemara beginning Moed Katan talks about it beferish. Tosas in Aval. Avagav to Mesechs Moed Katan Amrinon. Dibish Shabbos v'chol HaShem Moed Asur Amir Lenachri. Not Shvi'as Shabbos. It should be Rei Hasem. You should the Shabbos be Yontif Chadamilsi. The Gazru Atu Shabbos. Even though Yontif is not an Isur Skila, Chol HaMoed is not an Isur Skila. But, they're all included. They're all included. So, Hani Mili and Yin Shabbos, the Isser Skila, Aval Chasima, the Isser Lavlo. Maybe there's no Amir La'akam by Isser La, O Dilmo Lushna, or not. That's the Shiloh. The Ritva also quotes here, after quoting the point about Tosfos, about Yontif, he quotes, also is clear, he quotes this from Rav Sadia Gaon, that the Isser applies even before. It's not just on Shabbos. Mikan Amru Betosfos B'Shem, Rav Sadia Gaon, that the Amira Lagoy Shvus Telagabe Shabbos Afiluk Shamarle May Erev Shabbos Shushasatera Tahacha Kodim Disha Amarle Shishasatera Vachain Bedinir. You're saying it before the Disha, not during the Disha. Vachain Bedin Afilu Below Amira Klau. And that's true, says the Ritva, because Amir Lakam is also, even if you don't say anything. If the guy knows what you want and he does it, that also could be a problem. Vachain Bedin Afilu Below Amira Klau Kol Shosa Goy May Atzmo Litzorach Yisrael Aser Bein B'Shab. So there's a lot here by Amir La'akam, a lot of details, which we're not going to get into, but this is the Shiloh. Is it limited to Yisuri Skila or not? So Tashma, first try, Azariah. Nachri, Adashma, Paras, Osho, Yisrael, Eina, Over, Misham, Baltachsom. A Nachri, that's Dash in a Jew's field, he doesn't violate. So Mevahu, Delo, Avar, Ha, Yisuri, Ika. Shall we say he doesn't get the full Aveira, but it's still Asur? But Dinu, Yisuri, Nami, Laka, no, maybe the whole thing is Mutter. The Idi, the Tana, Seifa, the Yisrael, Hadashma, Paras, Osho, Nachri, Over, Tana, Resha, Eina, Over. We just want to have a parallel discussion, the parallel language, but really it is mutter totally. It could be that it is mutter totally. Right? We know that Amir La'akam, let's do a little more and then we'll talk in general about Amir La'akam a little more. Tashma, the Shalchu Le'avod de Shmuel. They said to Avod de Shmuel, Halin Ture de Ganvin Armoy, these oxen that the Arameans steal, U Meganchan Yason, and then castrate them, Mahu. What's the halach here? Rashi explains that it was Jewish oxen, but it seems castrated oxen can plow better. So obviously a Jew has an Isser of Siris, so they kind of look the other way while their neighbors who knew that they would appreciate it would want them to do this, and they would take care of it for them. Rashi says, Umeav as Bailov Yisrael Gonvo Hanachri Shehu Makiro Umisarso Kadesh Yehe Yafe Lacha Risha. The Ritva even says maybe they used to hang some money up on the bottom side of the animal in order for to make it a little give it a little incentive to for their neighbors to take it. So again, they didn't tell them, but you know, it kind of made it clear. Vagaon Impirish, Yekoshan Kishal Ma'os Muhudak Yafe. Right, not even. They would just hang money there in a tight way, and when they would take the money off, it would end up castrating the animal. Right, so that's another pshat. But either way, the Jews were very knowingly allowing this, or even causing this to happen. So they asked Avod Shmuel, is this okay? So Shalach Lui says to them, Harama is Avod Bahu, they're acting in a tricky way. Iraru me alayu. So we'll act with them. Viz Davinun, make them sell it. And therefore, won't get any benefit from this. Meaning, it sounds like it's Aser. Amar Papa, B'nei Marava, Sarvi, Lakrabi, Chidka, to Amar B'nei Noach, Mitzuven, Alasiris, V'kavri, Mishim, Lipne, Iver, Losite, Mikshol. And Rav Papa says, B'nei Marava, they held like Rabbi Chidka, that there's another Iser, B'nei Noach, are even Mitzuven on this. So it's Lipne, Iver. It's not just that Amir, La'akam of your Iser, but it is Sirus, which again is going to come up again, and that's Usr even for non-Jews. Again, it's a very serious issue in terms of having a pet and getting it neutered. How does one get it? It's hard to be to be an orthodox veterinarian. Again, because a lot of what a veterinarian does is Sirus, and it's very, very tricky. So Gemara even just finishes this. Sava Rava Lameimar Yimachru L'Shchita. Rava thought to even say, not only did we force them to sell it, but we forced them to sell it in order to be shechted, which is less money. Now that it's nistar, the animal's nistares, you know, it'll be a good, great plower, so you'll get a lot of money for it. But no, we force them to sell it for Shchita. Amalei Abaye, we don't go that far. Dayin Shekanasta Aleihem Mechira. It's enough that you were forced them to sell it. You don't have to sell it for a lower price. Again, Amir La'akam in general, we know is a major discussion. In Hilchah Shabbos specifically, there are three different dayas in the Mefarshim, what the source is. There's no specific source given in the Gemara. The Smag, Sefer Mitzvahs, God the holds that's an Issa D'Oraisa, the Amir La'akam on Shabbos. So we don't assume that way. We assume that it's a D'Rabbanan, it's a Shavuos. What exactly is the source? So various sources given. Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Daf Tesvav, says that the source is Mimsoch Hafsecha V'Davar Davar. Right, it's, you're talking about something that is not for Shabbos. The Stipler points out, among others, the Stipler at the end of Shabbos in Simen Nun Hei says that would only be, according to that reason, it's only Usher on Shabbos itself. But if you arrange it beforehand, it will be Mutter. But according to the other reason, the other Rashi at the end of, towards the end of Masechta Shabbos, Rashi says in Daf Kufnun Gimel, we quoted this earlier here, Babetzia Daf Ayin Aleph, there is Shlichus Lechumra for a guy. So he's like my Shliach. So if he's like my shliach, then even if I would tell him beforehand, it would be usher. But according to, if you only had this reason, what if you tell him to do something on Shabbos for after Shabbos? Right? So then, mikisad shlichus, it wouldn't be a problem, because he's not acting for you on Shabbos. But mikisad v'dabar davar, it would still be a problem. Two nafkaminas. And then the third day is the Rambam in Hilchah Shabbos, and Perek Vav says, is gzeira. If I'm allowed to ask him to do it, so then maybe I might come to do it myself. You know, let me just do it myself. That's the third. Again, major topic, Amir Lakum, but those are the three main sources that are given. We continue. Says the Gemara, Pshita, when we say that you have to sell it because you violated, who are you allowed to sell it to? Pshita, b'no gadol ki acher dam. You can sell it to a b'no gadol, that's an acher, meaning an older son. And the Ritva points out, doesn't just mean older son, but it means, kol she'eno samach al shulchano, zeo gadol, v'asamach al shulchano, zeo katan. He quotes it, he says, yesha pirshu gadol mamish and katan mamish, da'asa ga'onim, but the Ritva does not think so. The Ritva thinks that it's, as we've said elsewhere, if it's Gadol Ha'omer al Shulchan Aviv or not, that is the requirement. And that's the great story about the Gra that we always like to mention, quoted here in the Penina Mishulchan Agra. We have the story of the Vilna Gaon passing through a town, and somebody says he has a Sefer from his father who died many years ago, and right next to the sun and the moon, it says Gushanak, Gimel Vav, Ayin Shin, Aleph Nun Kuf. He has no idea what it means. And the Gra says, simple, exactly what the Ritva says here. Gushanak stands for Gadol V'Samuch Al Shulchan Aviv Nikra Katan. Why? Because the moon is called Amara Katan because he's dependent on the sun, and the sun is called Gadol because it's independent. And that's exactly here. Gadol and Katan aren't objective according to this first day of the Ritva, but it is depends on their financial stability or instability. Weiter, says the Gemara. So Pita Bino Gadol Ki Achar Dami could sell it to them. Bino Katan Mai. How about it's only a knas, so you could sell it to Bino Katan if he lives somewhere else, even though he relies on your pocketbook. Rav Achai Asar Rav Ashi Shari Mer Merei Mar Umar Zot Rav Ami La Hanu Trei Chasidi. Some say Mechalfi Adadi. They used to sell it to each other. Right, Bechalfi Adadi, Rash Tosis, Shalomi Daiton, Haimasarsin Osan. These great rabbis, they took it without their permission. Right? Mikomakom Haimachlif and Shemalo Yaminua Olam, Shay Shalomi Daitam. Right? But they did it. Lefnim Ishuras Adin. Really, the Knas was only where people knowingly allowed it. But they didn't want people to think that they were above the law, and therefore they did it lifnim mishures adin. O mishum shlo yomer achirim lenachri lasos kein v'yomer shlomi daitenu asu, or other people are going to say, oh yeah, it was shlomi daitenu. Okay. Boy, Rami Barchama. So now we get into other details of the isser of muzzling. How much do I have to, I know there's an isser to not, when I'm not allowed to muzzle the animal. What if it memela got muzzled by itself somehow? Do I have to go out of my way to unmuzzle it? That's going to be these questions. Hoshiv lakos b'fiyama. What if it got a thorn in its mouth? Or hoshiv, I put it. So hoshiv lakosim al yasehi. What do you mean a thorn? That's you did it. El yashiv lakos b'fiyama. It memela got a piece something stuck in its mouth and it can't eat. Do I have to undo that? Here bitzlari mi vechuzma. What if I put a lion on it from the outside to scare it so it won't eat? Says the guy. Here bitzlach hamisam chasimam al yasehi. What do you mean? That's not a shayla. Ela rava tzlari mevachutz. I didn't do it. It happened to me. A lion was there. It was scared to eat mahu. Do I have to get rid of the lion? Do I have to take out the coats? Hamid benami vachutz mahu. What happens if I put the animal's offspring outside a little bit away, so it's focusing on that and it's not focusing on eating? Mahu. Tosfos has two deos here, whether it's he'emid or amad. Here, even he'emid is not directly muzzling because it's much less direct than a coats or a lion. Haisa tzmeila mayamahu. What if it's very thirsty and that's why it's not eating properly? Paras lakatavliya gabidi shemahu. What if I just cover what it's threshing with animal skin? So it doesn't see it. So pasha miyachad, at least let's try to answer the last one. The Tanya, Rashoi, Balapar, Lahariv Paraso, Kadeshatocham, and Adisha Harbei. The Balapar is allowed to starve its animal. The Balapar, and then I'm going to give you, my animal's going to go into your field. I want my animal to have lunch by you, so I'm going to starve it, and it's going to eat more. You're allowed to do that. For Rashoi, Balabayas, Lahatir Pakia, Amri Lefnei Behema. The Balabayas, though, himself is allowed to cover up the, whatever it's trampling with straw, which is much cheaper. Kadesh lo tocham and adisha arbi, so it doesn't need so much disha, so it works in both directions. So isn't that the same thing as covering it with a skin? Says the Gemara, no. Shani asam the ka'achla, there's different, because it eats some of the stuff that's under. It's not mamish, a thick skin. Or, Ibai same up. Rashi Balabais Latir Pakia Amri Lefnei Behema Meikara Kadesh Lo Tochal Harbi Min Adisha. No, it's not talking about covering. It means you could feed it beforehand, so it's not hungry by the time it goes into the field. So all of these are unanswered questions. So by Minei Rabbi Yonasan Mir Rabbi Samai, one more for today. Chasma Bibachutz Mahu. What if I muzzle the animal before it even got to the threshing area? Is that usher also? Shor b'disho amar achman of a halav b'dishahu. It has to mamish me in the threshing floor, and here it's not. Odil ma lo tadish b'chasim amar achmana. Or lo tadish just means in general. It doesn't have to be actually there. And as we would have guessed, the answer is lav dafka. Amar lay mi beis avicha talamed. I'll prove it to you from your father's house. Yain v'shecher al teisht. The Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine when they go into the Beis HaMikdash. What, only as they go in it's usher to drink? But if they're drunk already from before, it's mutter? No. Everything's usher. Right? If you can't, you have to be able to tell the difference. Just, but there, what does it mean? It means you shouldn't be drunk when you go in. So too here, at the time of Disha, you shouldn't be muzzled. Okay? Period. We'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Again, there's a lot more here. Maybe we'll mention one more thought related to, squeeze one in, related to the muzzling. There's an amazing gra. The gra, talking about muzzling, is on Parshas Balak, where the gra points out that Bilam says, Lo ya lo ucha lavar es pi Hashem elokai lasos ktana ogdola. I can't violate as pi Hashem to do anything small or anything big. And the question is, what if you can't do anything small? Of course you can't do anything big, right? That ogdola is extra. So the Gra says it's based on a Medrash Pliya. The Medrash Pliya says, Vayatam Hashem darav b'fi Bilam. Hashem put words in the mouth of Bilam. So one says there are two types of muzzles that Hashem might have placed on Bilam's mouth. One's a chika, He says chika, as it says ma'ekov lakavokel, and a resen, which is ma'ezom lozom Hashem. What exactly is going on here? Hashem put this in his mouth, and how do we understand this? Explains the Gra, unbelievable. There are two types of muzzles, resen or a chika. One type, a chika, is a needle that goes through the tongue of the dog and doesn't allow it to go out. That's a chika. A resen is the opposite. It pressures the mouth and it pushes the tongue out. It pressures the top and the bottom of the mouth so that the tongue is meant to force to stick out. And says the Gra elu ve'elu lo pligi, mar marchada, mar marchada. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the one hand, forced Bilam not to say certain things, and forced him to say certain things. Bilam wanted to use the Shemos Hashem of Din. And it's known, Shem Elokim Mora Al Din. And therefore, Kel, the first two letters of that name is Chesed. So, what does the Pasuk say? Hashem put a muzzle in and forced, right, Chika, right, Ma'ekov Lokav Kel. Right, that's the chika is what stops him. So he wanted to say Elokim, but he only said Kel, because Hashem put that that type of muzzle on. And then Mo'ezom Mozom Hashem Yudke Vavke. So there he forced him to say more, because Yudke is Midas Hadin, Yudke Vavke is Midas Harachamim. Kshizchel Lahotzi Mipiv Shem Elokim Dehu Din Asam Bafiv Chika Litzkar Belashono Shelo Yuchol Ligmar Kol Hashem Rakat Chalasa, which is Chesed. Kshiri Rosal Haskir Yudke Shugam Gain Din Asam Resin Bafiv Lachricha Lahotzi Lashono to say more Yudke Vavke. And that's, I can't say Gdola or Ktana. A longer name of Hashem, a shorter name of Hashem. That's the Gra on the Medrash and explaining the Pasuk here in the Parshas Balak. Unbelievable. It says, Shem Shemos Rachman Vedin Lasos Ktana Ogdola. That's quoted here in the Kol Eliyahu on Chumash. Okay, we'll stop here by Hashem. We will continue. Again, today's shir was L'Refuah Shalema, Aryeh Leib Baruch Ben Gittel. We'll stop here.